Good morning and happy Tuesday. What is today? Tipsy Tuesday? Thriving Tuesday? I don't know. It's Tuesday. We're here. We're doing it. We have Rachel Levis that is dragging Lisa Vanderpump, saying that she's victim shaming. And then we have Kyle Richards that's saying she's a little curious about women. Women. And not only that, but we have this Kate Middleton photo that people are going wild about. So I feel like I want to talk about that too, because what is happening with Kate Middleton? Her face, her hands, the kids, where's her husband? You're listening to No Filter with Zach Peter, your go-to source for all the latest pop culture and reality TV tea, served fresh all week long. Now, let's dive in. Whew, good morning, guys. Hello, welcome on in, welcome on in, welcome on in. Oh, I have a busy week ahead. I'm taping, I guess I can't say. I'm taping somebody else's podcast after this. So going to have to cut this one a little short because I have to tape that in like literally 40 minutes, 35 minutes. So this will probably be a little bit of a shorter morning's episode. But when I tell you my patience has been tested today, I woke up to some screenshots about a situation. I promised my team I was going to be good, and I promised my team I was not going to pop off on a bitch today, even though I am getting so close. When I am activated, whew, what's the term? Who's the one that came up with the term Zactivated in the live chat? We need to give her rights to that term. I was Zactivated this morning. Let me tell you. Whoo! People want to, No, I promised my team I was going to bite my tongue and I was going to behave. So today I'm going to be a good little boy with my little collared shirt and we're going to behave. No, Joe, same bitch. But guess what? Bitch's husband now wants to jump into the live chat, wants to jump into the group chat. And I'm like, oh, you know, I love a good moment with the husband. When the husband wants to jump into a fight, baby, I am ready. I'm ready. Oh, love a good husband. But we're going to take a deep breath. Lent. Thank you, Romy. Lent. Thank you for the Lent reminder. Gonna breathe. It's just when people do things and then claim that they didn't know what they were doing and then find out that what they did was wrong and then they double down on those things. Tell your team we don't like it when you behave. I don't like it when I behave either. Trust me. They had to talk me down from the ledge again this morning after the screenshots that I received. And I was like, oh, we got a husband that wants to join the live chat. Let's go, baby. Let's go. It's okay. Sometimes you just gotta take a deep breath, breathe, have a good time, enjoy your day. We have other tea to talk about. All right, what should we start? Should we start with the Rachel Levis of it all, because her podcast is back. Guess who's back? Back again. Rachel Goes Rogue. Here she is. I don't know where she went rogue. She doesn't seem to be going away. I'm like, if you're going rogue, then go, girl. Run with the wind, you know? But listen, she went on her podcast. And I guess because Lisa Vanderpump was caught at the airport, you know, Lisa always ends up getting caught by the paparazzi. How do they find her? But so Lisa Vanderpump ended up getting caught at the airport and they were asking her, what do you think about the lawsuit from Rachel Levis? And Lisa basically said, to paraphrase, she's just like, well, if you don't want your porn out there, then don't be sending your porn to people, because that's Rachel's lawsuit is about revenge porn. It's against Tom Sandoval, eavesdropping, invasion of privacy, revenge porn, and intentional infliction of emotional distress, right? And it's funny because people kept telling me to go and listen to Emily D. Baker's podcast, where she's recapping and reading through the legal documents. I mean, obviously, I know the case, right? But it was just so funny listening to Emily's commentary. I love Em. I haven't talked to her in a minute, but I love Emily D. Baker. But it was funny listening to her commentary because she reads through the court documents and like kind of interjects some of her, her thoughts along the way. And she was just like, they keep talking about how Tom Sandoval committed a crime, yet the police have never been contacted. She's like, I don't understand why they keep talking about this crime that's been committed against her. And yet, where are the police? Where are the criminal charges? She's like, it's so strange to me that they keep trying to make this a case. And she's like, and then they drag the network and they keep talking about the network and the network and the network. And she's like, why is the network not sued in here? And then there was even one point, God, I haven't finished listening to it, but I want to, because it was just cracking me up this morning. I was up at 4:30 and I'm listening to Emily D. Baker. There's this one point where she's like, oh, it looks like they're, she's like, are they trying to insinuate that Ariana should have known about the affair because it was happening right under her nose? She's like, I don't think they would. Are they insinuating that? And then she keeps reading and she's like, oh no, they're directly saying Ariana should have known about the affair because it was happening right under her nose. Could you imagine the audacity? Yes, I know I mispronounced that. I'm paraphrasing Ramona, because every time I try to say audacity, then people are like, that's not how you say it, Zach. But so yes, the audacity. Like I said, Rachel's memoir should be The Audacity of a Mistress. Literally. She drags James Kennedy. It's funny, just listening to Emily read it, and she's like, and then she says that she was battered by Sheena Shea. Like, she was battered by little 5'2" Sheena Shea, and Rachel's what, 6-something? Okay. She was like, I'm little, and I'm feisty, and listen. But Sheena is not the type to get, I mean, listen, I seen Sheena's eyebrows in high school and that lip liner. Sheena was looking a little gangster, but Sheena is not going to brawl and batter Rachel. She's like, she assaulted her and threw her into a bush or something and then threw her phone into the street. I was like, and this is relevant. Why? I mean, I guess they're trying to prove, you know, the fallout from all of this, but it's just like, really? Sheena didn't beat her up period. Number one, let's clarify that record, because there was a TRO and the TRO was dropped and Rachel issued an apology at the reunion. Right. But it's just funny that, I don't know, you guys need to go and listen to it. I feel like we're rehashing a lot of the same details we've already discussed on the show, but it's funny. 'Cause Emily's like, Oh, that is exactly what they're saying. They're saying that Ariana should have known about this affair. And she basically found out about it last year, but like told them to not be so handsy about it. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. This reminds me of the interview with Lenny's mistress, Flops. Why are we talking about Flops? How is everyone? We're great. Listen, I was a little Zactivated, but now reflected on Emily's commentary, it's just making me laugh. I love me some Emily. I can't imagine Zach being in a brawl. I technically have been. We're not going to relive that. But listen, I don't encourage physical violence ever. But sometimes, you know, people fuck around and find out. Darlene is a new member. Darlene Brumfields. Darlene, I feel like you've been a member, my love. Did you cancel your subscription and now you're resubscribed? What, like I'm Netflix and I just dropped a new series, but you unsubscribed because why? We were off season? Darlene, I love you, my dear. Can Rachel Raquel ridiculousness just go away? Listen, the lawsuit itself is wild, because she makes so many accusations against James in the lawsuit, and she's like, and there was even footage that Bravo never aired of James assaulting Kristen. And Emily's like, great, that's unfortunate, but what does that have to do with this lawsuit? And also, if that's something that happened between James and Kristen, then James and Kristen need to work that out with the network if that footage never aired and it was an issue. It doesn't appear to be an issue between James, Kristen, or the network, because James is on Vanderpump Rules. Kristen is on The Valley, which, by the way, I just got my screener for The Valley this morning. Oof, I cannot wait to watch it. You know, so listen, you know, it's is what it is. And I'm just like, but just listening to Emily, and she's like, why are all these other people like mentioned in the lawsuit, but yet like, what is her breaking up with James have to do with any of this? Oh, because they were trying to say she was in a vulnerable state. She was going through a breakup, so she was emotionally vulnerable, and Sandoval was encouraging her to drink. What, like your friends, when your friends are like, let's take shots. when you went through a breakup and your friends are like, let's go out for a drink. Oh, now that's going to be tainted as, oh, I was in an emotional state and you forced me to drink alcohol, which made me even more vulnerable. Come on. Again, where is the personal accountability? So much in the lawsuit didn't have to do with the lawsuit. It was nuts. Exactly, Sharon. Most of the lawsuit had nothing to do with the actual lawsuit. Even Emily had questions. I was like, it's terrible what Tom Sandoval did. But she's like, but I have questions about this revenge porn case against Ariana. And like, what is the issue? Yeah, sue your friends. Sue the bar. Yeah. Yeah. That's what, I mean, that's, if anything, Rachel and Leah McSweeney have taught us, you know, zero accountability. Just sue other people. It's everybody else's fault. It's your fault. I'm not a grown adult. I didn't know that I had alcohol use disorder and then signed up for, you know, a show. That's like having alcohol use disorder and going and being like, you know what? I'm going to work at a bar. I'm going to be a bartender. Bartender. And that's not to say that that there aren't sober bartenders, right? But when you're putting yourself in an environment like that, you know the type of environment that you're putting yourself into. But so Rachel's gone on her podcast and she says that Lisa Vanderpump doing this interview with TMZ, which I believe sources close to Lisa have come out because Lisa said, if you don't want your porn out there, don't be doing porn, right? Don't be sending naughty photos and videos to people if you don't want it, you know, if you don't, if you're not worried about getting leaked. And so that's the other thing that Emily makes a good point of as well that I didn't necessarily think myself is there's a revenge porn is an intentional distribution, but the fear that's outlined in this lawsuit is that it may be leaked, that there may be a leak. Leak is unintentional, right? Remember, with revenge porn, you have to prove intent. So if something accidentally makes its way onto the internet, if somebody hacks a phone or whatever that may be, if somehow it gets out there, a leak and an intentional distribution are two very different things. A leak is seemingly, you know, something you don't intend to get out there, but it somehow does. Whatever, right? So she does say that there is, like, it's gray area, right? It's not as black and white as people want to believe that it actually is. But so Lisa, sources close to Lisa have since clarified that Lisa wasn't aware that it was a FaceTime video that Rachel was suing over where she didn't give consent to be filmed by Tom Sandoval. That Lisa was, I guess, under the impression that they were like nude photos that Ariana found that she thought Rachel had sent to Tom, but that wasn't the case. It was actually the FaceTime video. Now, whether or not Lisa knew or what, Rachel's saying that Lisa knows what she's doing and she was intentionally trying to put out this narrative as propaganda against her. And at this point, it's basically victim shaming. I mean, I guess she could accuse me of victim shaming too. I'm not shaming her for what Tom Sandoval did. I'm shaming Rachel for her own fucking actions, her own morally corrupt actions. And it's not about, you know, I mean, yeah, part of that is rubbing one out on FaceTime. And listen, that is what is disclosed in the lawsuit, right? Is that, you know, there was masturbation that was happening on a FaceTime video. There was no consent. Tom Sandoval recorded this, whatever. So that does kind of contradict what we discussed yesterday about what TMZ was reporting last week. This is confirmation in the lawsuit that it was that sort of explicit video of what she was doing. Kendria, I'll post about the supplements again, or I'll post a link to my Amazon storefront because I know a lot of people have been asking me about the berberine that I've been taking or the creatine gummies that I've been taking. Yeah, which by the way, just want to say, speaking of the creatine gummies and the berberine, my body is lean. My body is snatched. I did a 200 meter row at Orange Theory today. I did 200 meters in 33 seconds. 33 seconds, I rode 200 meters, which I was trying to beat that. Let me get that. But I also did a 500 meter row challenge back in, I think it was October, September? I don't know, sometime last fall. And I beat my time since then. Huh, look at that. Get it. Work out every day. Get it, girl. Get it, get it, girl. To the front, to the right, to the back, girl, it's your night. But I don't think Lisa's trying to spread propaganda against Rachel. Here's the thing. Nobody would be talking about this if Rachel would let the mouse go. The video has been discarded. The video has been, nobody's heard about it, talked about it, seen it in a year at this point. The cease and desist letters went out last year. The video was discarded and deleted. There was really no reason to bring this up, especially because, again, a lot of the lawsuit drags the network, drags other cast members for no real reason because it has no direct connection to the lawsuit. And the lawsuit constantly is making this a big thing about, well, this is a crime. Crimes were committed. This is criminal behavior. And Emily was kind of just like, and I was kind of like, yeah. Then why is there no police report? Why you filed a police report against Sheena and then retracted that at the reunion, remember, when you tried to get the TRO dropped? Because you were just trying to create, remember, it was like we just needed a break. We needed a cooling off period. And that's the only reason we filed the restraining order. The temporary restraining order is for the cooling off period. Okay. Cooling off period. You filed a police report then. You had a whole year to file a police report before the statute of limitations expired. You didn't ever do that. You didn't file a police report. You filed a civil lawsuit. So it does question the motive about money. I go back and forth with it, right? Because I'm like, I see Rachel. I empathize with her. What Tom did was terrible. And it's like, I keep wanting to be on Rachel's side. I don't want to victim shame her. But like, fuck, what? How much of a victim are you? My God, it's like every little thing that happens. You're a victim and you have childhood trauma and you were taken advantage of by an older man. You weren't 14. I don't want to bash the girl, but my God, it's like you're a grown adult woman. When are you going to take accountability for your own actions? If anything, it's like now the focus is more on getting frustrated with Rachel when we should really be upset and angry at Tom Sandoval. It's like, Jesus Christ. And then everybody yesterday was like in the live chat dragging Ariana, and I'm like, what did Ariana do to deserve all of this? She cheated on Kristen 25 years ago. Okay. Great. Just because one person cheated doesn't mean that, like, okay, let's continue to do that. Kristen and Tom weren't in a very healthy relationship. They were young, dumb kids that would always cheat on each other. It wasn't like a 9-year committed relationship with the house, you know? It's a little bit different. Just a little bit, you know? Just a little bit. Can anybody else see her? How her nose goes to the side after James bumped it. I never paid attention to her nose. I don't pay attention to her very much, but I thought she didn't like her nose job the first time, right? And it wasn't about James bumping. It wasn't like she doesn't like the nose, so I'm going to sell feet pictures to make money. Remember that? Like that, everyone's like, Rachel needs to be on the show. She brought so much. She brought what? Getting everybody to take feet pictures to not raise enough money to get a second nose job? The fuck? It's apples and oranges, not the same thing. Thank you, Sharon. Kristen was also banging Jax. Good for her. Rachel will never... Oh, Val Porter. Where is this 200,000 figure coming from? Val says Rachel will never get her 200,000 that she needs for the therapy stay at this point. She ain't gonna win it in a lawsuit. I mean, listen, I do think that she has a strong case against Tom. With the judge, depending on who the judge is, he could use this as a case, as an example case. I said this all on Femtero show this week. He could use it as an example case and make Tom pay a shit ton of punitive damages. I don't envision this really going south for Ariana. And I don't even think she cares about going after Ariana as much as she just, you know, wants to use Ariana for the press and the attention. I mean, come on, that's a bigger headline. Rachel sues Ariana for revenge porn. Like, hello, those are two buzz terms. Ariana Maddox, who's one of the most popular reality stars at the moment. Not in general, you may not like her, but she's on Dancing with the Stars. She's in Chicago. Like, she's thriving at the moment because of Scandoval, yes. But that's not her fault. She didn't say, hey, Tom and Rachel, why don't you guys go fuck for 7 months and then leak it to the press? That way we can create a big scandal. She just capitalized off of it, and good for her. Rachel should have been smarter. I don't know. Anyone else thinks Sandoval is using something? His behavior is really weird. He's not the same. I mean, maybe. He could also be on, like, some prescription meds. Possibly. I don't know. I'm not trying to out. I don't have any details about that. That's all conjecture. She claims that James bumped her right after her nose job. I think she did the second nose job. Yeah, I remember that. She mentions James bumping her. But here's the thing. If he bumped her, then there would have... I do know that after a nose job, like, you have to be very mindful. You can't really have anybody touch it. You can't sleep on your face. All of that stuff, right? I don't know if James did anything to her, but I would imagine if there was some sort of physical assault. One, again, criminal charges. File a police report. Like, why do we keep dancing around these alleged crimes without actually taking action against it, other than dancing around these alleged crimes? I do find it interesting that James Kennedy has not put out a statement either. You would think that there would be, you know, a cease and desist, a threat of something. That, to me, is also a little questionable. I do have concerns about the fact that he's not publicly... I mean, maybe he's just hoping this goes away, but, like, you would think if these are the things that are being accused, a cease and desist... Trust me, I'm in the process of having to have a cease and desist letter drafted. But, like, you know, you would just think... I don't know. But, yeah, so she's dragging Lisa Vanderpump, and she's just like, I can't believe... you would try to victim shame me, and this is propaganda. And Lisa's like, sources close to Lisa came out, and they're just like, listen, we didn't know that, like, it was a FaceTime video that she was crying about, but, like, maybe you shouldn't be rubbing one out on FaceTime. Listen, she's a grown adult. She's allowed to do what she wants. But also, let's not forget that the FaceTime video was part of the 7-month deception, right? What he did was wrong. He did commit a crime. But if you really want to hold him accountable, again, take that up with the police. Period, end of story. Like, I can't with this constant, like, oh my God, I'm such a victim. Well, then maybe take a little accountability for how you got into the situation in the first place. You know, what is that, like, How I Met Your Mother, where you see the freeze frame, you're like, and it's like, there's like a record scratch, like, I bet you're wondering how I got into this position. And then it rewinds and takes you back to the beginning to show you how we got into this position. Yeah. That's kind of what we need to do with Rachel. I think she forgot what she did. All right, let's talk about Kyle Richards and the Beverly Hills reunion. And I do want to chat about the Kate Middleton stuff because the photo is kind of wild. And there are so many conspiracy theories that I'm curious what you guys are thinking about it. But first, I have to tell you guys, I've been sleeping so good lately, so comfortably, because Bull & Branch makes the softest, most luxurious sheets without any toxins or harsh chemicals. I got some recently, and oh my goodness, it's like, they're so delicious to, like, sleep in. You're going to love them. Your partner's going to love them. Your pets are going to love them. You know, I'm sure if Rachel and Tom were still together, Rachel would be loving them more than Ariana. I'm telling you, they use the rarest 100% organic cotton that's traceable from family farm to your family home. Bull & Branch sheets have a natural, unmatched softness and get softer with every wash. I can attest to it. I'm like, how is that possible? And then I was like, ooh, this is so comfortable. You can feel the difference with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. Sleep better at night with the softest sheets from Bull & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code NOFILTER at bullandbranch.com. Bull is spelled B. B-O-L-L, B-O-L-L, not B-A-L-L, B-O-L-L, ballandbranch.com. Promo code no filter. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Your pet is one of a kind, and so is their journey. I know the struggle all too well. I know the love all too well. With every playful moment is a memory in the making. Sometimes our cats and dogs are a little too good at getting into trouble, if you know what I mean. I have the couch to prove it. That's why you should check out ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pets like you to help get your pet the care they may need. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up. I know we've all been there, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/nofilter. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/nofilter. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/nofilter. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
All right, let's get it. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. To the front, to the right, to the back, girl. It's your night. I know he thinks you're fine and stuff, but does he know how to wind you up? G-Girl says, have you been asked back to Jeff Lewis? After I did Jeff Lewis originally, he's like, oh my God, the response has been so great. You should come back. And I said, yes, anytime. So maybe we'll get something on the books for this month or next month. Listen, put me on Jeff Lewis. Give me once or twice a month. Give me something. I'm ready for it. I'm also nervous to go back on Jeff Lewis because I was like, oh, we just had such a great run the first time that I'm a little scared that we might not have as good of a run next time. So I've seen the clips that have been going around about the Beverly Hills reunion. We have part three that's coming. Kathy Hilton's coming out. And there's one specifically where we see Kyle start to talk about the I'm gonna make you fall in love with me music video with her and Morgan Wade. Remember where they're like having an affair and she's like, oh my God, the neighbor. And Kyle's like working out and Morgan Wade's like, ooh, she's so hot. And then Morgan's like pouring water all over herself because it's so hot outside. And then they're like in the bathtub and they're feeding each other strawberries. Well, the interesting thing is Andy asks about it. And Kyle says that she's like, oh, well, we had taped that music video a month before news came out about my separation from Mauricio. Which to me is a little strange because I'm like, well, if you filmed this music video before news came out, but you had already been separated with him for a while, then doesn't that kind of mean like, I don't know, this will only add speculation that you guys are probably separated, I would think, maybe, I don't know. And then she's like, I didn't know what the concept was of the music video going into it. And so I decided, you know, to just do it and show up. And then the director was there and the director kind of gave me the creative concept for it. And I went along with it. She's like, you know, I've never kissed anyone on camera before. And I've never kissed a woman on camera before. But I would be lying if I didn't say that I was at least curious. And everyone's like, ooh, she was at least curious. So the clip cuts off there. So we'll have to see what else is discussed regarding the music video when we see part three of the reunion on Wednesday night. But I mean, my goodness. Whew. Interesting. Interesting, interesting. Interesante. We'll see what part three brings. We see Kathy come out. They show the clip, you know, the montage of Kyle's relationship to her sisters and the moment with Sutton kind of questioning Kyle's relationship and making the comment about like, do you want to lose another sister? And then Erica's comment about how these women are scared of Kathy because they're afraid she's going to lock her out of the parties in Beverly Hills. And Kathy's like chuckling right there. She's like, ha, 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 ha. Erica, you're locked out of my parties, but I can't lock anybody out of Beverly Hills. I don't own the keys. But so, but it's just interesting to see Kyle, you know, Kyle and Morgan. But okay, so Kyle says that she didn't know the concept going into it, but they play a clip from the promo video on Instagram where it looks, you know, where her and Morgan are sitting down on a couch and they're talking about the music video. And Morgan's like, listen, there are so many rumors that are out there. And, you know, baby, I just want to make sure that we address the rumors. And we just thought we would lean into it and have some fun with it, baby. And Kyle's like, yeah, we just wanted to have some fun with the rumors. And it's just like, okay, you wanted to have fun with the rumors, but now Kyle's at the reunion saying that she didn't even know what the concept was. She didn't, you know, unless the idea was Morgan's, but like, were there rumors at the time? If she's saying that this was before the Mauricio stuff came out. I don't know. Kyle also says that the reason she agreed to do the music video was because Morgan did the, she performed at Kyle's Celebration of Life. And so it's kind of just like a, I'll show you or I'll support you if you support me, right? I don't know. Something about that story just feels a little off. I know Kyle's always like, we're just good friends. We're just good friends. But like, I don't know. Something about this is just very strange and bizarre to me. But part three of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion drops this Wednesday. We'll watch it. I'm ready for it. Let's get it. And then really quickly before I have to dip out, like Tom Sandoval, very quickly, this, I don't know, has anybody seen the photo of Kate Middleton? There's this photo, right, of Kate. And people are thinking, people are thinking that something has happened to Kate Middleton because, and they're calling it the Katespiracy, because there's this photo that's now been outed as a doctored photo. It's a photo of Kate and her kids, right? And it seems like a nice, decent family photo. It's just her. She's sitting down. I don't know. Her pose is a little awkward, right? But so it's this photo of her and her kids that was posted online. And then the Associated Press started to run the image, and then they did some digging and realized that the photo had been doctored and that there was clearly some Photoshop and some editing that had been done to this photo, right? That said, and they actually went through the metadata and saw, oh, it had been touched up in Photoshop once, it had been touched up in Photoshop twice. Like, they saw all the edits. You couldn't see the exact edits, but you can just see in the metadata that the photo had been manipulated, right? That said, people were looking at the discrepancies in, like, the position of her hands and just, you know, what seemed to be a strange, you know, strange poses and whatnot. Other people started to dissect the different outfits and how last fall, you know, the kids were wearing certain outfits. Like, if you really zoom in on the photo of, like, the son that's above Kate Middleton, they show that, you know, back there was one day in the fall where Kate was wearing this turtleneck and it was white. And now it looks like they have appeared to have taken that turtleneck and made it blue. And then the son, they're like, it looks like he's wearing an all blue shirt. But in the original day that they assumed that these parts of these images were taken, you can see that the son was wearing like a plaid checkered shirt. And then if you actually zoom in, it was a white plaid checkered shirt. But if you actually zoom in, you can see that it's like a blue checkered shirt. Like, people are really dissecting every little bit and piece. And they're even like, even the daughter that day that, you know, some parts of these photos could have been taken. They're basically making it seem like they were other photos that were then edited together to put out this family photo. And the suspicious part is you can also see that there's no wedding ring on Kate's finger. And so they're like, what is, you know, the royal family trying to do here? Nobody has seen Kate Middleton in public in, you know, quite some time. And so there was a 2016 Vogue cover photo that they're now realizing that this face of Kate's is from. And they actually did their, it's a bunch of people on TikTok are showing it off, that they're doing overlays and doing side-by-sides and doing split screens where you can see that her face, that was a Photoshop from a Vogue cover photo shoot that they then manipulated and pasted here with these photos of these children. And people are just like, this is really weird and creepy. That, I mean, even just her posture in the photo seems off, that it's just like, you know, she's like, who sits like this and is like this in a photo? All of it's weird. It's AI. I don't think it's AI because they showed that there were different layers of edits that were done to this finished photo that has been posted and put out there. But the interesting thing is Kate responded, or what we assume was Kate, right? There was a tweet that went out that was like, oh, I'm an amateur photographer and I was just playing around with different editing programs and editing stills. But as Danielle points out, there were 16 edits made to the photo. So that's more than just, I'm an amateur photographer, I took a photo and decided to put this out there on the internet. So people are like, this is a very strange... A very strange thing. Like, they're trying to make it seem like Kate Middleton is okay. But like the interesting thing too is it's like if she really is okay and everything's fine, then why can't she just come out or post a video and say, hey, it's me, Melania. And be like, hey, guys, it's me, Kate. Just wanted to let everybody know we're all good. I'm fine. You know, all these the rumors and the speculation is not true. There's nothing wrong with me. Some people are assuming she had plastic surgery. Other people are assuming that there are probably some issues that she's having with the royal family, and now they're using, like, they're, you know, she's wanting to divorce Prince William, and she doesn't want to comply with anything, and that's why she's intentionally not putting herself out there. I'm sure some people think that she's locked away in a dungeon somewhere. I don't know. I'm curious. No way. That's AIA. Yeah, I agree, guys. I like that everyone's... That everyone is agreeing that it's definitely not AI. Joe says it sounds like she's really sick, or does she have big zits on her face? So that's the thing. People are like, was there surgery? Did the surgery go wrong? Like, was it plastic surgery? Is she recovering from plastic surgery? Is she sick? Some people are speculating that maybe she's just really, really sick and they're not sure how to address it yet. Something happened. There's something going on. And I am now, at first I was like, what? She photoshopped under bags on her eyes, and people were thinking that that's weird. And then when I looked into it, I was like, oh, this photo has been severely manipulated. This was a Vogue cover, her face in a Vogue cover photo that was photoshopped onto this other photo with these outfits. And you can see, like, and there was one woman on TikTok, and she's like, you can see that this sweater is from this event, and it was a white sweater, and this is where the sweater was from. And if you look at the company's website, they don't have that exact sweater in blue. So it looks like it was this white sweater from this day, because the kids are also wearing similar outfits on this day as well. So it was interesting. I don't know. I think she is sick. I mean, but then why go to such great lengths? I hope Kate is not seriously ill. That is so sad. I don't know if she's seriously ill. I just think it's strange. Hi, Alive. Ooh, from Liverpool. Welcome on in, Katie. She had abdominal surgery and isn't due back to public life until after Easter, Kensington Palace announced in January. Right, but I just think, Samantha, there's got to be more to it than that. Then just come out and say that now, right? Why are we going through such great heaps to try and cover up what's actually going on? It's strange. If she is sick, sending her positive vibes, the kids are still young. We don't know that. That's speculation. We don't know that for a fact, but I guess we'll find out. Drop a comment below and let me know what your theories are. Let's hope that she's not sick. Let's send her love. Let's send Rachel Levis some love too. She clearly needs some healing. My God. And definitely check out Emily D. Baker's live stream, because that was so good. It was hilarious, and I'm obsessed with Emily and her commentary. So good. Emily's doing a part two where she's going to cover like the Lee McSweeney lawsuit, so mark your iCal for that as well. Be sure to subscribe to Emily. Subscribe to me. YouTube. Come get it. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram. I'm on all of the things. I'm on X. I'm on Threads. Shout out to Threads. Thank you for bringing me to the Oscars viewing party at the Academy of Motion Pictures Museum. So fun. Had a blast. And it looks cute too. So have a full week ahead. Gotta get ready for it. But thank you guys. I love you. I appreciate you. Follow me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet. Follow the podcast at No Filter with Zach if you want to keep up with all the latest tay. And yeah, stay tuned. I'll be back tomorrow, as I am Monday through Thursday, live streaming first thing in the morning here Pacific time. Immediately gets uploaded onto all of your favorite podcast apps. So wherever you're listening to this, I hope you leave it a nice review. If it's on Apple Podcasts, leave me 5 stars and a nice review of what you're enjoying about the show lately. I love reading them. I'm going to give you guys some shout outs maybe tomorrow. Thank you guys. I love you. I appreciate you. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Ciao for now. Bye.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.